previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Workers at Transnet are threatening to strike this week after rejecting the company's latest pay offer. If it goes ahead, the strike would hit the export of coal and other minerals vital to the country's economic performance. One union, the United National Transport Union, has served a notice on Transnet that it plans to strike from tomorrow. The somewhat larger Satawu plans to begin industrial action on October the 10th. Demand for coal is surging around the world, but companies like Thungela Resources and Exxaro already unable to move as much of the fossil fuel as they would like because of a lack of rail capacity at Transnet. Transnet's offering the unions an increase of 1.5% and a once-off payment of 10,000 rand before tax. Anglo-American and Electricité de France have announced a joint venture to develop wind and solar projects in South Africa. The JV will be called Envusa. Funding will include debt financing and construction is expected to begin next year. This follows an earlier agreement between the two to jointly develop 3 to 5 megawatts of green generating capacity by 2030. And staying with electricity, Eskom's new chairman, Mpho Makwana, says the board is not planning any immediate changes to management. Quoted by News 24 Business, Makwana says the board is conducting an assessment of Eskom's power plants. Given the year's dreadful load shedding performance so far, there have been calls for the axing of CEO Andre de Ruyter and COO Jan Oberholzer. In a significant move against Apple, the European Union has approved a new rule setting a single standard for phone chargers. From the third quarter of next year, all mobile phones in the EU will have to come with a USB-C charger and charging port on the device itself. Laptops will have to be compatible with a single charger from 2026. Android devices already use this technology. Eventually, e-readers, tablets, earbuds, and everything else will have to fall into line. On the markets, the October rally continues and with some momentum. The JSE All-Share Index ended up 3.25%, the top 40 up nearly 3.5%. London's FTSE up 2.6%, New York the Dow up 2.8%, the S&P 500 up 3.1%, the Nasdaq up 3.3%. Tokyo this morning up 0.4%, Hong Kong playing catch-up up 5.3%, Sydney up 1.7%. The US dollar has also eased back to level with the euro. The rand 17.66 to the dollar, 17.61 to the euro, 20.21 to sterling. Gold at 17.19, platinum 9.25, Bitcoin back up to just over 20,200. Brent crude oil also back up, now $91.60 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.